Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
The America dream has you seeking things to obtain, to possess things. But in Christ, he tells you that all these things are temporary. What is your focus? What are you going after? And this is very easy to find. Look at your bank account. Where's your money going? Look at your time. What are you doing with your time? Look at what you're watching on TV. What you're listening to. What's your priority? Is your priority to seek the King? Now, whenever we seek the King, we are seeking His kingdom. And that kingdom is talking about His reign. And that means we are to seek the kingdom of God to rule and reign and control our entire life. You know, I hear some people say that, yeah, I'm a Christian, but when I go to work, I don't let that interfere. How is that possible? If you are a Christian, it should cover every aspect of your life. I heard someone say that they laid down their religion. You can't lay it down. Remember, I told you if you laid it down, you guess what? You never what? You never had it. Are you going to maintain your integrity at all times? Is God your priority? Jesus said, seek the kingdom of God. That means seeking the King. And then that also means seeking His reign over your life. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Thank you, Sheldon. Sheldon's listening. Praise God. Wake up, folks. This is good. How to make the rest of life the best of life. Now, the next thing here is, as you seek the kingdom of God, you also need to seek personal purity. What does that mean? It simply means His righteousness. As you seek the King, you're going to seek His righteousness. Now, there's three things. Everybody say three. Three things that I want you to get here. And these scriptures are powerful. Now, I love these scriptures. So the first thing is, we must desire it. What is your desire? That means we want to have. Matthew 5, 6 says this. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Listen to this. I hope you write these scriptures down. Woo. It says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Have you ever been hungry? Have you ever been thirsty? It says we need to seek His righteousness as such. Personal purity. Man, I'm telling you, this is good. Also, the next thing is you must derive it. That means obtain something from. We get our righteousness from Him. So if we get our righteousness from Him, we have that righteousness. Here's two verses that I want you to look at. Look at Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. We're talking about deriving our righteousness. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. It says, and be found in Him.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.